Now, speaking of Sydney's festival, back for the third time, Bayala is offering Sydneysiders the unique opportunity to take part in the revival of Aboriginal languages of Sydney. There's free language classes, talks, even a mass choral performance taking place, which is very exciting. And we are joined this morning by teacher and Gadigal man, Joel Davidson. He's been involved in developing this year's Bayala language classes. Joel, thank you so much for speaking with us this morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Could you tell us what Bayala means?
Yeah, Bayala, we sort of introduce people to it as just meaning speak, but it's more like empowering people to speak.
And so could you tell us a bit more about the language classes that people can go and participate in as part of Sydney Festival?
Yeah, absolutely. So the language classes have sort of evolved in a very natural way. When I first got dubbed in to do these classes to the director, Wesley Enoch, I didn't know how to speak my own language. So these classes play into not only the revitalization of my language as a whole, but the revitalization for myself. So we offer up a number of classes. We have course one, which runs 3 days through the week, course two, which runs 3 days through the week, and the weekend drop-in classes. Course one was developed in the first year, so it's less technical and it involves less of the grammar that we came to learn about as we were teaching these classes, but more about the culture and history. Course two is, of course, more advanced, and we developed that one last year as we learned more whilst working with Aunty Jackie Troy, who wrote the book on the Sydney Aboriginal language in 1993 and is a wonderful mentor to myself. And the drop-in classes I'm handling, and they run over the weekends, and they are only 1 hour short, but they are a massive brain dump of content.
I imagine it must have been quite an emotional experience to be learning your language for the first time.
Yeah, absolutely. It's emotionally significant, and it's just changed the course of my life and what I considered was important to me going into the future.
And I understand that there's also a few talks being held as well as a big choir performance. Can you tell us a bit about some of the other events?
Unfortunately, I don't know too much about the other events. Aunty Jacinta, who teaches the weekday classes and who taught the weekday classes with me in the future, handles the choir events. And they are, from what I have heard, just incredibly emotionally significant. Previously, they've been held on the 26th. I think this year, correct me if I'm wrong, you might know more, it's being held on the evening of the 25th.
And if people do want to go down and take part in some of these language classes, is there any sort of prerequisite knowledge that people need, or can anyone just go down and hang out?
I suppose the only prerequisite knowledge is that they need to know English, because that's the language that I grew up speaking, for better or for worse. And other than that, we handle the rest for them.
Joel, we really appreciate your time this morning. Thank you so much for speaking to us.
Thank you so much for having me.
That was Joel Davidson, one of the teachers behind Bayala, free language courses taking place as part of this year's Sydney Festival. You can get all the details at sydneyfestival.org.au, and we will get the links up in the podcast if you do want to go and check it out.